The National Party's pushing back against Jamie Lee Ross over his continued comments about electoral fraud. Mr. Ross and three Auckland businessmen have pleaded not guilty to charges related to two $100,000 donations paid to the National Party in 2017 and 2018. Outside court yesterday, Mr. Ross, a former National Party MP, said party trolls had mounted a campaign to turn people against him, but they wouldn't be able to influence the justice system. National responded by saying Mr. Ross is pursuing a vendetta against the party. National's leader, Simon Bridges, is with us now. Morena.
Good morning.
First of all, before we get to Jamie Lee Ross and that situation in court, Grant Robertson was on the programme a few minutes ago. Yep. How do you think the government is coping with coronavirus?
Look, I think Grant Robertson's treating the economic side of it, if you like, a bit like a GP wanting to prescribe pills after the event, if you like, in terms of subsidies to certain sectors. I think the problem is we should have been stronger going into this, if you like, fit going into the issue, but growth, instead of being closer to 4%, was more like 2%. I think what we need now from the government, and I believe we have in National, is an overall comprehensive economic plan that involves tax relief, infrastructure, regulatory relief and reduction, small businesses, meaningful package there, and a family's income package. I don't see any of that from the government.
Well, to be fair, quite a lot of what you've just talked about there, we actually have very little detail on, so we have no sense of knowing how that would impact on the economy. But would you be prepared to run deficits if you were in government to make sure that the country gets through this?
We say prepared. I mean, I think the ordinary course of events is you want a government where you don't have to do that, where in fact you've got healthy books, you've got a strong economy. And I'm simply making the point, and Grant Robertson says, well, the fundamentals are good. Yep, they're okay. They could have been better if it wasn't for the tax, the cost, the red tape that this and the uncertainty this government's piled on. We're now faced with, call it what you like, but a very uncertain set of events, primarily around coronavirus, but actually the droughts in New Zealand are a very significant issue as well. And what I'm suggesting is what New Zealand needs is not just sector by sector relief, but is that comprehensive plan that I believe
but
National
has. But surely something
for New Zealand,
like borrowing more, is indeed a comprehensive plan here when the cost of that would be low. And I guess you can't make the rainfall any more than Grant Robertson can.
I in fact think, you know, if you look at New Zealand and you're ensuring that there's good tax incentive, that we're building the infrastructure, that we're not tying up businesses in red tape, you can have a high growth economy that's doing much better than New Zealand's is today. That means that, and you know, coronavirus, a very uncertain, a difficult set of events. But when things like that come, you have the ability to protect and buffer your people because you've got the strength to do so.
Let's talk about the situation with Jamie Lee Ross and the case before the courts. How many of the defendants have been National Party members? Obviously, Jamie Lee Ross was once. How many of the others?
Oh, I don't know that.
Why not?
Because I don't.
Is it not of interest to you?
Well, look, ultimately, Susie, I mean, it's a situation where I think we know the basics of this. Jamie Lee Ross has made a series of allegations a year and a half ago. Nothing's changed other than the fact that he is in court. But it is now before the courts. I mean, I don't think it's appropriate for me to get into a commentary for that. Other than that, I say I hope that the true facts come out to the public, and I'm sure they will through a court process.
Was anyone expelled from the party as a result of this case?
Not that I'm aware of, no. I mean, obviously, we know the circumstances in relation to Jamie Lee Ross, but not that I'm aware of.
So you don't know if any memberships lapsed and were just not renewed or not allowed to be renewed?
I'm not aware of that.
Did Zheng Shijia, also known as Colin Zheng, go to Candidates College?
My sense is that he was going to, but I don't know that he in fact did.
Have you not checked whether he did or not?
Well, as I say, you're asking me questions tied up in a court case. I think out of respect for the courts and that process, it's just not appropriate for me to be casting light on things in relation to that.
I am asking you questions, though, that our lawyer has said can legitimately be asked, though.
Well, that's great, but ultimately I'm a politician in New Zealand, and there's a
comity
between Parliament and the courts. It's now before the courts, full and proper. I don't think it's appropriate for me to be getting into any sort of detail about these things.
So Colin Jang, as he's known, may have gone to Candidates College. This is to become an MP. How did he first come to the National Party's attention?
Well, look, as I say, Susie, this is before the courts now. What you're asking me about is front and centre of a court case, and I'm just not going to comment.
Was his trajectory that he was heading for the party list for this election?
Well, as I could repeat the answers I've given, Susie, but I think you've got the answer from me.
Is it credible that you and the party knew nothing when Jamie Lee Ross at the time was your chief whip?
Well, there's a position that I made clear some year and a half ago, and that is still the case and will be the case in the future, is that no one in the National Party has done anything wrong, whether that's members of Parliament, the board, staff members or office holders within the National Party. I know that to be the case.
Was part of Jamie Lee Ross's job when he was in the National Party to help bring in big donations?
Well, the reality is that is before the courts, as I say, fully and squarely. It's not going to get into that.
Are you likely to be called as a witness?
Well, as I say, it's all before the courts. And if I am, I will obviously fully cooperate.
Just quickly on the situation with Australia, the Prime Minister obviously heading over to speak with Scott Morrison. If you were going there, what would you say about the deportation policy?
Well, I think firstly we would talk about that issue you raised with me right at the start, and that is our economic futures given our interrelationship there. I mean, in relation to deportees, I'm certainly not suggesting that it is wrong to raise these issues. Clearly, the effect of the Australian policy is very significant in New Zealand. But I think the point I've been trying to make is we are great mates, but fear's fear. And if they do it to us, we've got to think about what's in our interests. And it seems to me it is absolutely in our interest to have a situation that's somewhat similar to what the Australians do on their side of the ditch.
What about climate change? Would you talk to him about that?
Well, I think it's all, like all these things may well do behind closed doors. I think what isn't helpful and constructive is to be lecturing in public. And we've seen a bit of that in the past, the Pacific Island Forum around Manus Island and on this deportee issue. Look, I don't think that really gets us particularly far.
So the PM's doing the right thing then?
Well, I made my point, and I think, you know, the other point that is worth making is when you talk about climate change, you've got to make sure if you're going to be lecturing that in our own country we're doing the practical things that should be done. And the reality is emissions are rising very sharply, and I don't see a comprehensive plan from the government to deal with that.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. That's
Thanks
Nationals
so
leader Simon Bridges.